This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 891,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with the United States leading at both deaths and infections. Hopes are fading for a coronavirus economic relief bill in the United States as the Congress returns to Washington. AP's Ed Donahue explains why.
Talks broke off last month. President Trump says the blame falls on the Democrats.
I know Pelosi. I know Schumer very well. They don't want to make a deal.
The president says a $3 trillion bill is too much. He says Democratic leadership has another motive.
They think that if the country does as badly as possible, even though a lot of people are being hurt, that's good for the Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response?
We're not budging.
After talks broke off, Pelosi said Republicans have to move.
Why should there be a bill that has far less what the public needs? We have that responsibility.
President Trump says he is taking the high road.
I'm taking the high road by not seeing them.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
California's largest utility shut off power to 172,000 customers to guard against its power lines and other equipment sparking fire. Higher winds are forecast for the next 2 days, and fire danger is high throughout wildfire-ravaged California. Pacific Gas and Electric said the outages started at 9 p.m. Monday and affect 22 counties in central and northern California. The utility hopes to return power by Wednesday night. The move came at the end of a scorching Labor Day weekend that saw several major wildfires break out in different areas of California. Earlier Monday, the U.S. Forest Service closed national forests in the southern half of California. This is VOA News.